From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
It's time for Soundcheck, and welcome back if you just joined us. Today, we're kicking off with a fresh South African sound, and I get to speak to the talented Liam Kova, of course, about his new single, Worry C. It blends a deep, meaningful message with a bright, modern groove. And of course, Liam is here on the other side of the line to share the story behind the track and what inspired it, of course. And what is next for Liam? Liam, welcome here to Soundcheck. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing lovely. Thank you for having me.
Listen, man, absolutely loving this track. Thank you so much for joining me on Soundcheck. Worry C has been, as far as I understand it, has been described as having a deep, impactful message wrapped in a fresh beat. Can you take us back to that moment you wrote or produced this track? And what sparked the idea behind it?
I can't remember the very specific moment that I started this song, to be honest. It was a while back, but I do know that there are a few moments in my life where I drew upon for inspiration, and that was moments in my life where I found that I was overcome with worries and with fears. As for the production of the track, I was assisted by the awesome Ibrahim Malum. He's a very well-known producer here in Cape Town, and he knew just what to do in terms of the beat that I gave him on my guitar and the rhythm that I gave him with my voice as well.
I want to find out also from you, what is the core message you hope fans would take away from Worry C? Are there particular experiences or observations that shape the lyrics or the mood of the song?
Definitely. So the song is based on the way in which the ocean is referred to in the Bible, and that is a metaphor for chaos. Mm-hmm. And a metaphor for doubt. So that is what inspired the song. And in the verses of the song, you would find this mindset of being caught up in your worries and being caught up in your fears and doubts. And in the chorus, you would find a bold contrast in that the subject realizes how big God is, and that I would like listeners to take away from this is that sometimes you would be halfway to overcoming your problems just by acknowledging the greatness of God and how big He is.
Wow, yeah, that is true. Amen to that, brother. Now, the single's production is described as modern and upbeat despite its serious message. How did you approach this balance between a strong message and an ear-catching groove? I mean, were there any experimental sounds or collaborators that shaped the final sound for you?
Definitely. So I'd like to point out again, my producer, he's done an amazing job. He's actually envisioned something completely different to what I envisioned in the beginning. And I just love that he brought this fresh, modern take on my song. He's brought about this very very catchy bass line, especially for the first chorus. And I think that's quite crucial in grabbing attention in that first half of the song. The song initially starts out as a very folky song, a very mellow song. And then there's actually a tempo change, which is something that I came up with without even realizing towards the first chorus, which is what gives the song a bit of a kick.
Nice, nice, nice. And I absolutely love it. And I'm sure my listeners will too. For listeners who are discovering Liam Kova, how would you describe your musical identity in one sentence? You know, how does Worry C fit into your broader body of work?
Right, so a lot of my music, or up until this point and in the future, is going to be focused on my personal experiences. So I would like to encourage vulnerability through my music. I would like to encourage openness and authenticity. And the way in which that comes through in Worry C is definitely in the verses of the song, where I express the different thoughts and thought patterns that goes on when I find myself in the space of worrying about things.
Got you. Now, South Africa has a rich musical landscape, as you know. How does your background and the local scene influence your music, you know? What do you hope international listeners will take away from your work?
I would like them to know that South Africans are talented. Oftentimes, I feel like the world looks at us and just envisions, or they just picture I'm a piano or Afrobeats.
Yeah.
I want them to know that we are much more than that, and that we have really talented songwriters in South Africa, and I would like to showcase SA in that light.
And you are doing it so well. With a new single out, you know, what are your plans for the festive season? Are there upcoming tours? Where can people catch you? Also, are there music videos that's coming out for this particular single? Spill the tea, brother. What's happening?
So you can keep up to date with all my things on my socials, of course. So that is under Liam Cova Music. So Liam Cova Music. That's on all the different streaming platforms and also all the social platforms. As for a music video for What Is He, I'm not too sure yet. I would like to put out a few more singles out there just to see the reaction of specific songs, maybe tweak different styles on the different songs and see what flies the best. And as for events, I will be playing at quite a few markets and events here in Cape Town side.
Lovely, looking forward to that. Well, Liam, thank you so much for taking time to chat to me here on Soundcheck. I wish you all the best with your future endeavors, and hopefully you come and serenade us here in Central South Africa. How about that?
I would love that, sir. I would love that. Thank you for having me.
That was Soundcheck. The latest from the local music industry.